When your aspiration to become enlightened is firm, you should implement it in deeds. These are called bodhisattva deeds, and principal among them are the six perfections. Giving includes 1. Donating material things such as money, clothing, and food. 2. Giving love. 3. Giving the teachings of spiritual doctrines and practices. And 4. Giving relief from fearful situations to all beings, including animals. Help even an ant out of a puddle. Morality refers mainly to the altruistic attitude and behavior of bodhisattvas. Patience is exhibited in stressful situations or used to sustain difficult endeavors, such as learning teachings and practicing over a long period. Effort maintains enthusiasm for virtue and assists all the other perfections. Concentration is the practice of stable and intense meditation, which I will explain later. Wisdom is necessary for understanding the nature of cyclic existence and impermanence, as well as dependent arising and emptiness. The six perfections, in turn, can be condensed into the three trainings of bodhisattvas: training in the perfection of morality, which includes the perfections of giving and patience; training in the perfection of concentration; and training in the perfection of wisdom. The perfection of effort is required for all three trainings. This is how the six perfections are included in the threefold practice of morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom that is the focus of this program. When you arrive at the feeling in the depths of your heart that you must engage in bodhisattva deeds, these being the six perfections, or, seen another way, the threefold practice of morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom, this is the appropriate time to take the bodhisattva vows of the practical intention to become enlightened. In essence, all beings are united by the desire to gain happiness and avoid suffering. We are also the same in that it is possible to remove suffering and attain happiness, to which we all have an equal right. Then what is the difference between you and all others? You are a minority of one. It is easy to see that the vast number of sentient beings hoping for happiness and seeking an end to suffering are more important than any one person. It is therefore eminently reasonable for you to commit yourself to the welfare of innumerable others, to use your body, speech, and mind for their good, and to abandon an attitude of just taking care of yourself.